Welcome, I'm Bastet. I'll be running your operation. The project's official name is the Adventurers' Research of Abnormal Civilian Experiences, or Project Arrowace for short, to investigate the unusual occurrences that have been happening everywhere recently. I've hired you all for your hands-on experiences.
I'm gonna be honest, I think we should run.
I don't know, I'm not a wizard in real life.
Tentacles belong in the ocean!
I also lost all my food, so Delphi, in a few hours you might start looking really delicious.
Okay.
You can't just kind of hand wave and say, oh yes, it's clearly from another plane of reality, without that implying a lot about a very powerful wizard doing it, or a university of powerful wizards doing it, or a god doing it.
It lets us know that when these other anomalies have been happening, it's potentially due to the use of temporal or spatial magic.
Who are you? I saw you in some kind of dream, but I think there's more to it than that. We need to talk.
I can't tell you exactly why I did all the things I did, but I did them. Okay?
Can everyone please roll for initiative?
Oh, I nearly cut so hard.
To Deck of Many Aces, an actual play podcast made by Actual Aromantics. Oh, that sounded like a cat.
Yeah.
It's because I am a cat.
A you are a cat. You're a cat girl.
I am.
Not
from
beating
the
allegations.
Cat girl city.
From all the way down to cat girl.
Take me down to cat girl city.
And no That's one of the first jokes we made on podcast.
Because it's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
It's a fantastic joke. We are a group of people who identify as cat girls.
No.
We've spent too much time
There's
together.
There's no original
our humor
thought.
Is the same. We identify somewhere on the aromantic and or asexual spectrum, playing 5th edition D&D with a twist. Every character's past, present and future is based on a card drawn from the deck of many things. What?
The twist is that we're all cat girls.
I'm Ellie. I use they, them or she, her pronouns. And I will be your DM today, your demisexual.
Moorhen.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a
I
good
do
one.
Love a
Moorhen. That's a good. You were so fast in there. You were
Birds.
So ready. Birds. Yeah, I'll be a demisexual Moorhen. Yeah, everyone, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm I play Tosia Atherdale, the party barbarian and fighter, and I use she/her pronouns, and so does Toz.
Yay!
A little song.
Yeah, I'm feeling silly.
Fantastic. The perfect mood for a ball.
Have you been pre-drinking?
No, Tosia, I think she does like a cocktail hour, but she doesn't pre-drink.
Okay.
And it's like, I think the culture is everyone just gets very drunk together, so there's no real need to pre-drink.
Fair. Oh, she doesn't need to worry about the price of drinks at the club.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll admit, I actually fully forgot it was me.
I was going to say, I was like sitting there waiting and I was like, are we going to have to do an is it me for Chloe?
Yeah.
Which never happens.
I think this might be the first time. It's all good.
It is you.
Tis me. Hello, my name is Chloe. I don't normally talk like this, but I'm doing a bit.
Well, oh boy, I'm doing a bit.
By Jove.
I play Raina, who is a bard and a rogue and very not fashion conscious, and we both use she, her pronouns. Raina's never been to a ball. This is going to be fun.
Yeah!
Tee hee!
Tee hee tee hee!
I think we're going to... Sorry.
Go on.
I think we're going to treat it like a line dance or something, and everyone's going to be like, what? But hey,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it is like
I have a plan
dance.
Guys, don't worry about it.
Hello, I'm Iriel, and I am playing Delphi the Growfolk Warlock. I use she, they pronouns, and Delphi uses she, her pronouns. I feel like Delphi has been to, not a ball, but like, a fun party, but is also going to be like, oh, you know, they'll be dancing and singing and all of these fun things, and then gets there and is like, what is this?
Yeah, it's like, oh no, this is all the worst. To be fair, I feel like that about clubbing, you know, when I was like, you know, 15, 16, I was like, oh wow, cool. It's like a giant school disco, and everyone dances, and there's music, and people can drink. That sounds so fun. And then I went to a club, and I was like, sorry, I don't know why I turned into friggin' Angus McDonald for a second there. But like, yeah, then I went to a club, and I was like, oh, this is dire. Like, where's the dancing?
It is not fun.
This is bad.
This is why when I was working in theatre, you would go clubbing on a Thursday night, and it was the best time ever, because there would be no one else there except for 20 of your colleagues that you got on with, and so you'd be like, we run this place. There's a weird man. They are not getting into the circle of security that we create.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm playing Morgan. I use she or they pronouns. Morgan uses she, her. And Morgan is my excellent and unfashionable wizard.
Excellent and unfashionable is very true. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just like flicked over across to the Discord where we're playing a home game, and I've just seen that in the Curse of Strahd chat, there's like an ominous message has been put in, and I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm missing big plot things, but also Strahd is scary.
Wrong campaign.
He's just a poor little meow campaign. Meow.
No.
Who is the real cat girl but Strahd?
exactly. Iriel gets it.
I feel what, you.
What happened last time, folks?
I went shopping.
Shopping episode.
Yeah.
It was well cute. It was great.
I bought a waistcoat and a crossbow.
Yeah.
I channeled all of the passive aggression that I wish I could give to customers, and just did it all in one interaction with poor Raina. Cool. That was basically it, wasn't it?
I mean, pretty
much. Yeah, nice.
It was just fashion, the fashion episode. That's what that one will have to have been called, the fashion episode. Mm.
I really enjoy it. I also feel like there's a Devil Wears Prada joke in there somewhere, because tieflings look like devils, but I will think of it later. Not now. Too EP. Okay, yeah, let's jump right into it. So last saw the party all together in Gaia Maros. Do you guys want to head straight to the ball?
Yeah, I have a plan.
I think we meet up and then head there.
What is your plan?
It's a secret. You'll see.
Oh, okay. Okay. You announced it as if you were going to tell me the plan, but that's
fine. I'm creating anticipation.
Do you announce that in character?
No.
Okay.
So you guys head back into Antebra, and you can see, kind of the closer you get to the Aldridge residence, the more there's kind of a little bit of a thrum of excitement in the streets. Propriety Aldridge talks a lot of rubbish, but it does actually look like this might be a fun party. Like, it looks like a lot of people are showing up. Mostly to kind of like demonstrate how well off they are and how actually they're completely unaffected by this flood thing. What are you talking about? A discerning eye would register that some people's waistcoats are looking a little bit shabby, and some people, they have this one item of clothing that looks really, really, really nice, really, really new, and it kind of is there almost to kind of make up for the
clearly less affluent rest of their outfit, that kind of thing. So as you all kind of head up the steps, Morgan, do you want to describe what your family home looks like, or shall I?
I hadn't decided, so feel free if you have a description.
The way I've kind of been imagining it is it's sort of like a... It's quite a nice townhouse. It's like right next to the a canal, which is kind of a mixed blessing. It's one of those... In any other city, it would be like, lovely riverside view. The house itself looks quite nice, but on the sides of it, you can kind of see, like, in sort of firelight, you can see, like, watermarks where it has just become progressively more waterlogged with the flooding, and you can see there are kind of, like, barricades sort of built around the edges to try and stop the water coming in, but they're not particularly well built. Yeah, it's in a bit of a state of disrepair. It doesn't look like entirely the safest place to come in. I'm just realising between this and the castles in Crawlish, there's like so much poor architectural choices being made in this universe.
Hey,
there we are.
Magic. Maybe they're actually good.
Yeah.
Also, people do make poor architectural choices in real life.
I was going to say, in fairness, I think with both Antebra and Crawlish, these are bad architectural choices. No magic about them, just people not being smart. Yeah, as you head in, there's a footman. He's a sort of very, very pale blue. Morgan, you recognise him as one of your mother's kind of like... She's stopped having permanent staff now because she can't afford them, and so she gets like agency staff to come in, but she like pretends that they're here all the time to make it less embarrassing. You've definitely kind of seen him around before, but you don't actually know his name.
Okay, I say hello.
He sees you and looks like... He's so stressed out. He goes, Miss Serenity Aldridge. I let me find the guest list.
I'm here as a plus one for Tosia Atherdale here. Well, there's a plus three, but I'm plus one of the one. A one of the three.
That's fine. I will get the rest of you checked in.
No, they don't know.
Okay. I have a few calls to make. And then he just like walks off.
I turn to Morgan and I say, Morgan, why is everyone in this city who's a customer service representative seem to be full of anxiety?
Many reasons. I mean, have you seen this place?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Perhaps it was just reacting to my lovely new outfit.
Oh, it is.
As
lovely.
A reminder for the listeners, this is very orange.
If you weren't already eye-catching enough with the orange, I think you're getting... not stares because of the wings, because everyone knows who you are, and you know this is an Aldrich family occasion. It's not entirely surprising that you're here, but you're definitely getting a lot of disapproving looks and a lot of tuts and a lot of sort of passive aggressive mutterings as you kind of make your way into the house.
Morgan has decided she is not going to care. She cares nice. A bit, but she's just trying not to. She's going to hold her head up. She's got nice jewellery on. She's got a nice waistcoat on that's nicer than a lot of other people's waistcoats. She has every right to be here. She's just no plans to stay in this town. So, yeah.
Nice. So as you guys kind of head in, this, you know, this isn't a massive house, really, by the scheme of things. Like, especially for Tosia, you know, you have been in essentially palaces your entire life. This is not that big. It was a little bit ostentatious of them to be giving you plus three people on your invitation. They really don't have the space for that many guests, and it occurs to you as you walk in that it might just be that they were trying to kind of bulk up the guest list because they've made a few enemies in Amtebra.
That's very funny.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a sort of like a medium-sized affair. There's like enough room for there to be like a big table on one end with lots of kind of canapes and a decent-sized kind of like a little kind of dancing space in the middle that no one is dancing in, and a very small string quartet on the other side. And Tozia, you're very used to sort of being announced as you come into.
I'm like there actively look announcing. For an announcer and then look confused when there isn't one.
Yeah.
What you know?
But this is.
There's a bunch of posh people standing at the entrance being like, we haven't been announced yet, we can't do anything.
Like, what is this? There's
funny like lots of dogs expecting it, and then all the Amtebra people wondering why they're expecting it.
I'd like to make a very big show of pulling a little card out of my like clutch bag and turning to the others. But I'm like, I want to say this loud enough for kind of more people to hear. And I say, well, I'd absolutely love it if any of you would care to join me on my dance card.
Oh.
And I'm going to kind of like lower my voice and say like, I can lead, so it'll look like you know how to dance.
What's a dance card?
You book appointments to dance with people so they can plan their evening.
I'll dance with you. I can't dance. Okay. But,
that's fine.
You know,
I'm very strong. Cool. I'll put Morgan in first, and then I'll like take her to the floor and start dancing.
As you do that, there's a general sort of shocked murmur, and the string quartet, who have mostly been kind of like standing around, kind of doing like, you know, tuning their instruments. They are from. Like out of town, you think they're not tieflings. It's like a band. It's like a couple of dwarves, an elf, and a half orc.
Nice.
And they look like considerably happier now that there's like actually someone on the dance floor. And they start like just playing a lovely tune for you to dance to. Morgan, you have lots of space to just like. To let out your wings. You're not going to bump into anybody because no one else is dancing.
If there was someone dancing, they would have to get out of the way. Morgan has decided that she does not care.
Yeah!
But also, she cannot dance. I cannot emphasise enough how she has
I'm
no
leading,
rhythm.
It's fine. I'm very strong.
Okay. I feel this is notable because I literally wrote down as one of my first like character making decisions years ago that Morgan's not a dancing type. She cannot dance.
But she gives it a good old college try.
Yeah.
It also sounds from the way that Tolls is talking is that they're not leading, they're literally picking them up and carrying them.
Like dirty dancing.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say that...
Like, your feet never touch the floor. You're just hovering the entire time.
From Toz's interactions with Morgan, she's kind of going into this not just because she loves dancing and she wants to dance, but she's also like, I think this is going to really annoy Morgan's family and make everyone start gossiping about how fabulous Morgan is, which is what her goal for the evening is to make happen.
That's
cute.
Lovely.
Are you... Delphi and Raina, what are you doing?
I'm straight over to the food.
Yes,
nice.
Mini hamburgers.
Nice. Yeah, I'm like just like picking at the food, like nonchalantly watching everyone and trying to figure out what the social like cues are. Because Josie just pulled out a card and said, "Let's go dance." And so Raina's like, "I didn't get a card. I'm not supposed to have a card. What kind of food? I understand food." sort of thing.
Delphi, what are you doing?
Oh god. Delphi has not, because Delphi doesn't want to eat the food because it'll taste bad, doesn't want to dance because the dancing is bad, They're like, this is bad dancing. This is like filling out tax returns as a dance. And doesn't know anyone, so he's like, this is the worst party I've ever been to.
Oh, aww. No.
She's been here for 5 minutes.
She's so annoying. She's not like, oh, I feel bad. It's like, this is a bad party. They should feel bad about it.
I think, Tozia, as you and Morgan, as like the first kind of dance comes to an end, there is a small behind you and... stood behind you is a red tiefling. She's got very similar horns to the ones that Morgan has. She's sort of got like this perpetual sneer on her face, and she goes, Miss Atherdale, delighted to have you here. Serenity, I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, Mother, hello! Yes, I was just in town, and my good friend here invited me to this lovely ball. What a coincidence to see you here.
This is my function. It's a function that me and your father have organised, so it's not really a surprise, is it? I'm just surprised because, aren't you supposed to be off busy outside of Antebra?
Oh, well, we were in Navrosh, just thought we'd swing by and go to Ganmaras, of course. I've got some business in Ganmaras, and it happened to be here.
Can
I introduce you to Miss Atherdale?
Yes, charmed, I'm sure. I'm Propriety Aldridge. My husband's secrecy is... at the food table at the moment. Secrecy! And she sort of waves over this blue tiefling who looks kind of like he would really rather not be here, and he's got like a couple of canapes sort of held limply in his hand.
Does he look more like my father or my uncle?
Oh. In terms of vibes?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were asking if you were related, and I was like,
no, what? I'm trying to pick up on if he doesn't want to be here because he's like, this is stupid and pointless, or if he doesn't want to be here because he is like shy.
Oh, I think he's like, he doesn't want to be here because he doesn't enjoy mixing with the caliber of people who are here.
In that case, I'm going to take his hand with both of my hands and like shake it very vehemently.
He perks up when he sees you because he kind of registers the filigree on your tusks, and he's like, oh, an Atherdale, is that correct? Fantastic.
Yes.
We so rarely get visitors from outside of Antebra. It's so lovely to have, you know, a good class of people here.
I completely agree. I mean, honestly, when I was leaving Ganmaras to kind of explore the world a little bit, I was thrilled to meet your daughter. She has been such an incredible help and really helped me keep that kind of, you know, air about the rest of the party. So it's fantastic to meet the people who produced her, if you will.
Oh, wow. Well, yes. I mean, thank you very much. That's a real compliment. I think if you think Morgan's good, you should meet our other children. I think, you know, prosperity and security especially. Oh, they're here at the moment. They're mingling.
Oh,
you know,
yes, I heard that Harmony's out of town. Do you know anything about that? I had hoped to speak with them.
Harmony's, I think, on some kind of pilgrimage, I suppose. I don't think it's a particularly lucrative business, unfortunately. But Harmony will do as Harmony is wont to do.
Speaking of lucrative, how are things going for my other siblings? I hope well.
Oh, darling, of course they are. You know, security is making moves in the political sphere, and prosperity is, you know, continuing to make
business decisions.
Yes, absolutely. Some fantastic business decisions. He's doing, yes, some interesting things, you know. Really pushing the boat out, doing some interesting things. We've obviously, we're exploring new ventures all the time.
Am I smart enough to pick up on exciting. The fact that they're talking about illegal stuff?
I mean, roll an insight check.
That is a 11.
You can't really tell. You can just tell that this guy's business dealings are a bit of a difficult topic of conversation.
Yeah.
You can't really tell if they are legal or not.
Mm.
They're not a good idea either way, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Cool. Interesting.
Well, it's I've been doing some interesting things myself. You know, we fought a dragon just the other day.
Oh wow! Yes, that's delightful. Listen, Serenity, I'm sure you have plenty of exotic stories from your travels, but I just caution you to just remember where we are, and just remember to keep things, you know, appropriate to the social sphere that we're in right now. You know, let's not be too crass.
I'm going to choose this moment to wander up with a huge plate of food where I'm just, like, eating, and I'm like, all right, hello, Morgan, who's this then?
Ah, these are my charming parents.
I think Morgan's mother, like, her eyes just, like, bulge, and she's like, oh, yes, yes, that's definitely the purpose of the canapes. Who's this?
Oh, well, my name's Raina Riftwood. I'm going to shake their hands.
Yes, good,
Do you
good.
Do the thing where you wipe your hand on your, like, trousers and then shake it?
Yeah, I do.
Propriety goes, ah, oh, charmed, I'm sure, and then just sort of gets out a handkerchief out of her waistcoat and just, like, wipes her hands.
Raina pretends not to notice.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, what a colourful assortment of characters.
Well, if you want colourful, you have
yeah, I'm waving Delphi over.
Oh god.
This Tosia's having over. The best time of her. This is the best day she's had in like several months.
I feel like Delphi looks so disgruntled. That, oh, like, and they get Delphi. Over and they're like visibly annoyed.
Delphi, these are the people who are hosting the party, Morgan's parents.
Oh, great. Lovely to
meet
you.
Sorry, we didn't catch your name. Was it Delphi?
Yes, Delphinium. Delphi for short.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is that a family name or...?
No.
Okay, well, lovely to meet you. So are you also just in the Nazavadale's retinue, or what's your situation?
I mean, we're all employed by Aeroace, so I, you know.
Oh yes, employed. Yes, lovely.
What, Morgan didn't tell you?
The disdain in her voice when she says employed.
Delphi's like, what is wrong with? Why are you so weird about having a job? They're like, what is?
We're just not nice people. Right, well, yes, this has been... we should probably get around to the other guests. But yes, just make sure, you know, have a lovely time, Ms. Alvedale. Please avail yourself of the food and beverages. And yes, if you could keep the antics to a minimum... Serenity, that would be delightful. Thank you so much.
Oh, I've never committed an antic in my life.
Yes, right. And she sort of walks past you and leaves you alone, blessedly.
Well, they seem nice.
Delphi goes to Morgan, this party is awful. What are you doing?
Is this loud enough for my mum to hear?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. She, like, you can see her, like, twinge But then she sort of like, and then she notices, like, as she kind of twinges, the serving guy that you saw outside, the light blue guy, kind of comes back in, makes eye contact with her, and then like tries to leave without her noticing, and she just makes a beeline for him.
Oh, I hope I haven't ruined his job.
Poor guy's not gonna have a nice evening.
Yeah, Morgan is just gonna be smiling and happy, definitely. This is fine. This is great. Oh, hi, Raina. Have I said yet how much I love your waistcoat?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Morgan. I must say I very much enjoy your waistcoat too.
Thank you. Yes, it's a lovely colour scheme, I think.
Yeah, it really complements the colour of your wings.
What have you guys been up to today?
Shopping.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did do a little bit of shopping myself.
It took a while to find the right thing.
Yeah, I feel like I've missed out on this waistcoat trend.
Oh no, your dress is lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Besides, I think you would they probably would not have anything made for you, so you'd have to. I know a guy is a thing, so that made it a little bit easier.
It was real difficult to get a hold of a waistcoat, you know.
Hello, hello, you lovely lot. It's me, it's only Chloe. You know the drill by now. It's break time. Go get a drink, go get a snack, look after yourselves. But in the meantime, you might consider listening to little old me, because I'm here to tell you ways you can support our lovely little podcast. The best way you can support us is by joining our Patreon. For as little as £3 per month, you will get a shout out on the podcast and access to our patron-only Discord. Plus, there's a bunch of other tiers on there with much more exciting benefits, like access to our bonus content, our side quest episodes, for example. You can have access to DM notes and character sheets. You can get your own personalized message right here in the middle. Woo! And you can even have the opportunity to play TTRPG with us, with the cast. And we're basically celebrities at this point. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You can find that at patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. Be sure to check it out. You can even join for free and get updates that way. Of course, if you're not prepared to pay per month, you can always make a one-time donation to our supporter Acast link, which is right there in the episode description.
Today's promo is actually a personalised message. This message comes from our Patreon patron Callum D, and they say, "Players, make sure you thank your DMs and or GMs for all of their hard work. And DMs and GMs, remember to thank the note takers for sometimes remembering the lore better than you do." I appreciate that. That's a lovely message. Yes, I'd like to thank Chloe, who's usually my note taker in all of our campaigns. If you'd like a personalised message in the podcast, then head over to our Patreon and check out the different reward tiers. Thanks, Callum!
I think as you guys are having this conversation, someone comes up behind you, Tars, and says, sorry for interrupting, I don't know anyone else at this party, so.
Hi. Is it who I think it is?
And,
Yay!
It's Tamara! Tamara's here! She's looking really cool. She's like, again, she's kept attracting a lot of stares. I think when Propriety put on this ball, she invited people outside from out of town because she was like, ah yes, if I bring in other cultured people, then it'll boost my kudos. But actually, like, you know, the people from outside of Antebra have like a very different idea of what kind of stylish and interesting is. So everyone's going like, whoa! So Tamara's still on her horse. And both of them are kind of like decked out. She's got this kind of, it's almost like a sort of steampunky vibe of like a dress with this this sort of like, it's got a big poofy skirt, but it comes in at like a corset at the top, and it's kind of embellished with all of these cool kind of almost sculptural things.
Nice.
Steampunk halfling. Steampunk halfling. Love it.
And the horse also has like a couple of little bits of, I guess, kind of some, almost like a similar filigree to you, Toz.
Can I ask an important question?
Yes.
Does the horse have little shoes on to avoid scuffing the floor?
No.
Good.
Absolutely not. The floor is getting scuffed.
Excellent. But also, I like the idea of little shoes, but okay.
I know.
They exist. They just didn't want to wear them for this.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, it didn't occur to Tamara. Like, you know, she spends most of her time, like, outside. And, yeah, she obviously, with the horse and everything, she's kind of, like, eye-lined with you, Toz. And she's like, it's really nice to see you guys. I'm going to be honest, I nearly didn't say yes to this, but I felt like I kind of had to. But then I didn't get any kind of extra, like, invitations, so I couldn't bring Bree or anybody, so I was just... Well, I've been stood in the corner, kind of just trying to avoid talking to anybody, because I keep making comments about my horse, but yeah. How are you guys? I've not seen you in ages.
Did you know this is Morgan's parents' party?
Oh! No, I didn't. That is... You know what? I'm starting to connect some dots here.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to do anything you like here.
Anything?
Morgan doesn't like her parents.
Really?
You don't say. I noticed you guys were dancing earlier. It obviously requires a little bit of extra coordination, what with Akila here, and the horse kind of like shuffles a little bit. But if you wanted to join me, I thought it looked kind of fun. And no one else here is dancing, and I think that that's a crying shame.
Wait, I have an idea. Like... I'm going to fix this. Oh, sorry, go on, Chloe.
Oh, I just tried to like subtly shoulder Toz forward.
I kind of step forward and I say, I'm going to fix this situation for everyone. Give me 1 second. And I'm going to go over to the string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give them... How much gold do I have on my character sheet? I have 60 gold pieces. I'm going to give them... There's 4 of them.
Yeah.
I'll give them 8 gold pieces. And I'll go, can you play something a little more Gamaris? Like upbeat, you know, something we can all dance to? And I'm basically just going to try and start a Kaylee.
I was about to say, like, a Kaylee?
Yeah, exactly.
they kind of... they look a little warily over at where propriety and secrecy are stood, and they're like, ah, I don't know, man. We've kind of been given, like, a deposit situation rather than full upfront payment, and I...
How much is the full upfront payment? Yeah.
And then they kind of look at you and they like look at the group of you and then they kind of look at each other and they're like, ah, you know what? I'm not even sure we were going to get that payment anyway, to be honest. It feels like an invoice we're going to be following up for months.
What is the upfront payment?
Yeah, what is the upfront payment?
Upfront payment was 6 gold coins and they were going to be paid another 10 on completion.
What, each or in total?
In total.
I give them 2 more gold coins.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It. Delphine's like, wait, yeah, no, it's fine. I've got money, and takes out like a massive bag of gold coins and it's like,
yeah.
How many would you like? Stop pouring them out. Say when.
They just stop playing.
Yeah.
They just, one of them like pulls an accordion out from somewhere. You don't know where they were keeping
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Someone else has got like, you know, like a lute kind of thing. And then like, they just start like playing and it's like much more upbeat music. All of the tieflings in the room, bar Morgan, look horrified. But
everyone
you
else
guys,
is happy.
And you can,
yeah,
there
you
are
a couple of other
Loxodon
here. Yeah, all the Loxodon will be thrown.
Yeah.
I am, by the way, trying to keep an eye out for my dad, and if I do see him, I'm going to, like, distance myself from Tamara slightly.
Oh, no.
I think she's great, and I like her. Do I want my dad to meet my situationship on, like, week 2? No!
A vibe, to be fair.
I can't believe you called her a situation.
Is that not what's happening?
It totally is.
I would describe it as the sapphic pining that goes before anything actually happens.
That is a situationship. That is actually the definition.
I think that that's different. I think that it's different. Anyway, no, because, okay, I'm not going to get into my own personal life, but I feel like... Yeah, so they start dancing with Kaylee. The Loxodon look very excited and start, like, dancing exuberantly. The floor looks like it has seen better days, and we don't really know if it can take it with all of the water damage that has been through this house as of late, but no one really minds at the moment. And there's a couple of other folks from outside of the city as well. You can see, like, a couple of gnomes, a couple of dwarves, who all look generally relieved that this party finally has a little bit of life in it and it's not just everyone gossiping. Yeah, so this Kaylee starts going, yeah, you guys all dancing like in a kind of like in a line, in a circle, that kind of thing.
Morgan will actually dancing, but she's clapping along.
Aww.
I would like to play with the band.
Yes!
Yeah, so Raina dips out and you just playing the flute.
Yeah, I'm playing the flute. Can I use my enthralling performance?
I was just thinking you should. Yes, remind me what that does again.
So if I perform for at least 1 minute, you can attempt to inspire wonder in your audience by... It says specifically singing, reciting a poem or dancing, but that's boring, so I'm going to play the flute.
Yeah.
And at the end of the performance, I can choose 4 creatures that watched and listened to me perform, and they have to make a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by me. And I would like to pick whatever 4 people Morgan's parents are currently talking to.
Oh my
because
god.
Because while charmed in this way, the target idolizes you, speaks glowingly of you to anyone who talks to it, and hinders anyone who opposes you but avoids violence, unless it was already a client
wow.
to do so.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I think...
So wait, who are you doing this on?
Whoever the 4 people are that Morgan's parents are talking to, because I think it would be really funny if they inexplicably start idolizing Raina and speaking glowingly of her.
So I think that they are speaking to these 2 very, very genuinely affluent looking people. People that perhaps haven't been affected by the flood as much as this family has been. People who've managed to kind of buffer themselves and are just a bit of a higher class than the Aldridges. And also you can see that there is a magenta tiefling and there is a puce tiefling. Ooh. These are Prosperity and Security, Arthur and Ethel.
Wow.
So Morgan's siblings.
This will be even funnier then.
Yeah.
Wisdom saving throws, please.
Yeah, wisdom saving throws all round.
Also,
I will do all of them.
If the target succeeds on its saving throw, it has no hint that you tried to charm it.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's
it doesn't,
nice.
It doesn't say. Spell. It doesn't say that people who do get charmed don't know after an hour, though, so I have a feeling that they probably will.
Yeah. I like, charm person says they explicitly know, so I feel like...
That's true. It doesn't
say
explicitly either way.
Why do I like that person so much? That's weird.
Yeah, it's just like a weird situation. Okay, so I'm going to do... Arthur got a 15.
Does not save.
Ethel got a 19.
She does save.
Ethel is cleverer than Arthur, so that makes sense.
Yes, it does make a lot of sense. And then business person number 1 got a 9.
Nope.
Business person got number 2 got a 17. This is insane. Chloe, can you vouch for me that I haven't rolled this well with a PC in like weeks?
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I cannot remember, but I'm going to go sure. Yeah, why not?
I have not had that good of a set of rolls in such a long time. Anyway, clearly my dice are like, you're a DM. Yes, so who saved and who didn't?
Arthur did not save and the first businessy person didn't save.
Nice. So the two of them, you can kind of see as you're playing your flute, you can see they start looking over at you and like applauding rapturously and then like kind of, you know, like singing their praises. And especially like Ethel, Security, looks like particularly like, what is going on? But Morgan's parents, presumably trying to butter up the business people, start also like sort of gesturing over and being and like and kind of like doing that sort of forced laugh thing and like clearly are trying to kind of take credit for the fact that like they like discovered you or whatever. Is there anything anyone else particularly wants to do at this ball?
I'm just gonna stand in a prominent location.
Just cause problems.
Delphi wants to do the special thing, but that's...
Post-ball, definitely.
Yes. I mean...
I don't think doing it right now is a good idea.
It could be a good idea.
Don't summon a demon to my party.
Delphi's not gonna... Well, Delphi's not going to summon a demon. I promise.
Yeah.
Sounds like what something that someone was about to summon a demon would say.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that someone that's about to summon an eldritch horrors would say. Well, it's not a demon.
Yeah. I didn't say it was an eldritch horror. I said it wasn't a demon.
You just asked if I was going to summon a demon, and I said no.
So, Morgan, as you're sort of standing in a prominent position, you hear very close to your ear behind you,
"I like your wings."
And I turn around and I assume it's Equilibrium.
This is not Equilibrium, no. So this is another tiefling. She is smiling very wildly, and she is also just dressed completely inappropriately for the occasion. She's wearing a very, very bright waistcoat that clashes very much with her skin tone. She's a sort of like a hot pink, and she kind of sticks her hand out and she's like, "Hi,
so nice to meet this person who's never been featured on this podcast before. Thanks. I appreciate it. Have we met before?"
"I don't believe so. I'm Liberty Brainwater."
I'm Morgan, Serenity.
"I believe that my brother might have tracked you down earlier."
"Ah, yes, he did. That would be Equilibrium, correct?"
"Yes, that's him. Very normal tiefling Equilibrium."
Can I insight check that?
Yes, absolutely.
16?
Oof, okay. Time to get up Gamble's character sheet, man.
Oh, it's been a while.
What does Gamble have to do with this?
Yeah!
I looked up Gamble on my thing. That's not going to bring it up. I still haven't changed the name from Chaos Twin. Unfortunately for you, what did you get?
16?
Yeah, Gamble's got very, very high deception.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
She rolled a 22, so you're like, this tiefling's a weirdo.
What a normal thing for a tiefling to say.
Yeah, which you're like, yeah, this tiefling, she's not acting like any other tiefling you've met before, but also you don't act like any other tiefling that you've met before. So you're like, oh, a kindred spirit, nice. She says to you, "Yeah, we're in the middle of kind of investigating something at the moment, but if you can come and find us just on the waterfront, just kind of at the end of this party, we can kind of explain the whole thing then. It's urgent, but it's also not urgent, and you'll figure out why soon enough, I think. You're from outside the city at the moment, right?"
Yeah, I haven't been living in Antipra for a while.
"Yeah, in that case, I don't think the effect will come into effect just yet. You've got a little while, I think."
The effect?
Ellie...
"Don't worry, I'll explain it all a little bit later."
"Okay. Should I bring my friends with me?"
Yeah, if you can. I mean, who are your friends? My brother mentioned the there's a cat girl?
Yeah, she, Raina, she's the one up at the front with the flute.
"Oh, yeah, she seems mighty powerful. She might be helpful."
"Yeah, and then, Delphi, she's the very tall, lady with the interesting outfit. Patchwork. I it's cool looking, but..."
"Oh, she's a grove folk. Yeah, I've been to the spicy forest before."
"Oh, neat. Yeah, me too, actually. It was spicy."
"It was, wasn't it?"
"And then Tosia Atherdale over there."
"Ha, cool. Awesome. Well, I mean, you can bring them both along. Me and Equilibrium tend to work in like groups of four, but I mean, the more the merrier, I guess."
I mean, I haven't asked them if they're interested, but we'll see. All right, I will down to the docks." "You said."
"Yeah, well, we'll catch you later. This party is well, it's a bit of a bore, isn't it?"
"Oh God, yeah."
Feels like it lasts forever. Anyway, I'll see you later.
All right.
She gives you a comically large wink and then leaves.
That wasn't ominous at all.
Ellie's laughing because I'm going crazy in the Discord.
Things that cannot be repeated on the podcast. For many reasons.
So yeah, I think at some point, Tozia, you see your dad and you're able to kind of like dance with him.
Yay!
Which is cute. And he will remind you as well that your uncle mentioned something about seeing you and a friend after the party. He also says that your brother is going to be there.
Oh, yay! How is Tor? Has he been getting my letters?
Oh, yes, yes, he has. Yes, he's been keeping them, definitely. Yes, he's doing well. He's studying a lot. He's retreated a lot into his work, which is, you know, it's good. It's better late than never. And yes, we're quite excited to see how well he's coming on. I'm sure you'll have plenty to talk about.
Oh, I hope so. I did really miss him. I know things have been a bit tough for the past few years.
Yes,
but...
yes. Well, exactly. I mean, hopefully seeing you will cheer him up a little bit as well.
Oh, no, has he been sad?
Not more than usual, just, I mean, you know, he misses you.
Oh, that's...
Might not always say it, but he misses you.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it'll be good to spend some quality family time, plus Delphi, and I kind of, like, wave over at her.
Potter over, I guess. I don't know the right word.
Potter.
Hey.
I don't get the joke here, but...
I think it's because
you're a plant. You live in a pot.
Oh,
that's definitely some kind of bigotry.
Wow. Fantasy hate crime.
Yes. As Raina, after your little performance, are you going to...
I'd like to ask Raina first if she wants to come and talk to the dude with me. The dudes. The people. Them.
I am so incredibly good at talking to the dudes.
You're like, I need someone who can talk good. Who's the one talk good?
I think I'd ask, hey, do you want to come and do a thing after? Something shady?
Shady hair.
I'm not sure yet, but it was ominous. So it's a meeting Equilibrium, who we met earlier.
Oh, I thought we were going to meet them here.
I just talked to the sibling, Liberty Brightwater.
All right then.
Yes, you think? Hello, Tozia, Delphi. Do you want to come to a thing after this? That sounds like I'm talking about an after party. I'm not. I'm talking about a secret meeting.
Unfortunately, we have some business with my uncle. But tell me all about it. Keep me updated on the stones.
Oh, yeah. Do we have stones as far fast speech?
Ah, I don't think so.
No.
I'll send you. I'll do a sending.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, you too. Good luck with the uncle.
The music kind of picks up. This band is having such a good time. Yay. They are like so much more like revived and rejuvenated than they were.
How much gold did I give them?
Oh god, like probably like 100.
Oh, that's fine. That's nothing.
Oh my god.
Like way more than they have ever been paid, particularly by this likes of Morgan's stingy family. So they kind of like going for the sort of the final song of the evening. And yes, everyone but the tieflings are having an amazing time. Are you guys all dancing with each other still?
Yeah.
Raina, do you think you'll join in?
Yeah, I'll do a bit of dancing once I've finished my
performance. We drag Morgan into the dance regardless.
Yeah. Morgan allows herself to be dragged.
We dance around Morgan like she's a handbag.
I think the like the final sort of notes of the night are this fantastic dancing circle of
people of all different shapes and sizes, with all different kinds of sort of accommodations that need to be made between Tamara's horse and Morgan's wings. You know, we like everyone makes sure to leave plenty of space so that both of you have ample room to spin around and really make the most of the dance floor. The wood definitely creaks underfoot. Morgan's parents will be paying quite a lot to have this floor replaced after this party, but none of you particularly care.
Nah.
And as the music kind of swells and finishes, you have successfully transformed this party into a much, much better occasion than it was ever going to be before. Many Aces is Am Chisholm, Chloe Elliott, Ariel Evans, Katie McLeod, and me, Ellie Webster. Many thanks to our patrons, Nate Scott Jones, Ouroboros, EK Green, Space Ben, Callum D, Ebad, KP, and Still a Piece of Garbage. If you want to join them or find out more about what different rewards we offer, head to patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. If you'd like to leave us a review, please do so on the podcast platform of your choice. If your podcast platform doesn't have a review system, then you can use our Podchaser page. We read every review and it means the world to us. If you want to chat to us on socials, it's at Deck of Many Aces on pretty much every social media you can think of. Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Blue Sky, Hive. We've got all of them. Give us a bell on any of those, or if you want to send us an email the old-fashioned way, it's deckofmanyaces@gmail.com. If you love the music from the show, you can check it out. It's on Chloe Elliott's Bandcamp. You can also search for any of the original soundtrack albums just by searching Deck of Many Aces in most music streaming platforms. If you want to find us elsewhere, there's lots of places on the internet you can do so. You can find both Am and Chloe on Rendezvous with Destiny, our sister podcast. Am also runs a podcast with Will called Date Night Drive-In. And Chloe can be found on Twitch at Chloe_withtheflow. As for me, I've not got much out on the internet these days, but if you would like to support me or would like to hear more about what I'm doing in the creative sphere, have a little look at the episode description and click the sign up to my mailing list link. I'll never spam your inbox. It's usually an email every month or two just to kind of let you know what I'm doing, what projects are in your area or online that I'm getting involved with, and how you can support me as an artist. If you'd like to support the podcast, obviously the Patreon we've mentioned earlier. If you just want to support us with a one-off donation, you can go to our Acast supporter link. That's supporter.acast.com/deckofmanyaces with dashes between the words. That's all from me. I love you. Have an ace week. Bye.